When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Another day is here, and you're ready for it. What to wear? Check. Breakfast, lunch, and dinner? Check. Planning for what's next and how to save for it? That's where Bank of America can help. For your financial to-dos, Bank of America has experts ready to help get you closer to your goals. Get started at one of our local financial centers or 24-7 in our mobile banking app. Find a location near you at bankofamerica.com/talktous. What would you like the power to do? Mobile banking requires downloading the app and is only available for select devices. Message and data rates may apply. Bank of America NA, member FDIC.
No Jumper, coolest podcast in the world. And today I'm here with the one and only BRS Cash. How you doing, man?
Well, what's going on?
Feeling good, man. I remember the day that I first heard Throat Baby. Just so happened to be the same day that I met Blueface's crew of girls that he had in that reality house.
Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah.
And I started to like hum it. They all went crazy. They all start screaming the lyrics. That's when I knew. I'm like, oh, this is a hit.
What time it was.
Exactly. If these kind of girls like it, then it must be real.
Hell yeah, for sure.
Definitely. That's a gift to have a song that like almost exclusively is like for the ratchets.
Oh, yeah.
Is that accurate?
It bring that side up.
Yeah.
It bring that side up for sure.
Definitely. I wonder if there's like, you know, nuns who hear that song and they just sort of get turned out and they just leave the faith.
I don't know. I never really thought about that. It could be possible.
It definitely could be. Yeah. I think that Throat Baby to me, like if I was going to like completely change my life, I would probably do it to Throat Baby rather than like WAP. WAP. I mean, WAP's dope, but for me.
Throat Baby gonna bring that side up. You know, it's that inner freak.
That's facts. Mm-hmm. Let's just talk about the video in general. That's one thing I'm really curious about. So was it always in your mind that Tiana Trump was gonna be in the Throat Baby video?
Yeah, she definitely an inspiration.
Mm.
Yeah, for sure.
So you've donated some seed to her in the past, I'm assuming?
I mean, you know, real players, you know, keep quiet.
It's like that. No, but I'm saying like just in front of the computer screen, not like actually the video.
Oh, yeah, for sure.
I feel like she's probably like one of the most influential top givers of our era.
That's why she had to be in the video. It was just like it went hand in hand.
Mm.
For sure.
Definitely. So when it came time to think about the features, who did you think of and how do you feel about how they came through?
I feel 100% about how the features came through. DaBaby, I had already wanted him on there from the get-go. Mm. So it was just like when I got it done, I'm like, okay, cool. And then I already knew that I needed like a girl perspective from the song. So I had seen JT play it. So I'm like, okay, cool. I reached out to them and the rest was history.
So you actually just had a conversation with them. It wasn't like the label going and doing it on your behalf?
I mean, we said something in the DMs, but you know, our management and team had to, you know, make it official to get it done.
That was like a mega COVID era video too, because it's all green screen the whole time, huh?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
It took 2 days.
Really?
Yeah.
And they got you doing all kinds of crazy ass shit. You're fucking diving in off the diving board.
Into a throat.
Yeah.
that's legendary.
You got the baby on a snowboard and shit. I felt like you guys made a lot out of what you had there with the green screen shit.
Oh, yeah. Shout out to Edgar, you know, Blank Square Production.
Definitely. So I saw you say that you've been booked up since 2019, but when I actually go back on your YouTube and stuff, I can't really find anything pre-Throat Baby, right?
Nah.
So you were grinding, but you sort of erased what you were doing prior to that?
Nah, I ain't erased. I just wasn't really documenting it.
Oh,
like,
okay.
It was, but like when the pandemic, it was like a little bit before the pandemic came, like 3 months and then the pandemic. So I was in the streets for 3 months, boom, then it got shut down.
I guess 2019 was not as long ago as I'm acting.
Nah, it's really not.
It was just the other day. Somebody was saying to me, they're like, oh, I seen you at Rolling Loud. 2019, I'm like, damn, that's the last Rolling Loud I've been to.
Yeah, so it's like, that's the last of everybody's memory.
Yeah.
We was outside.
That's facts. Okay, so how would you describe like how you got your music career going? Like, what were the early days of you making music like?
the early days of me making music was basically like, I was like behind the scenes. I used to be around with like Travis Porter, Bankroll Fresh.
Really? You know all the way back then with Travis Porter and them?
Yeah.
Holy shit.
I was around in that time, the whole little Street is X era.
Wow, really?
Yep.
And were you were young? How old were you around that era?
I had to be like 16, about 16, 17.
And how'd you end up getting around them and what led to that?
My cousin is in the group, Travis Porter.
Oh, really? Which one?
Strap.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. So I was always around it, but other than that, like I was just behind the scenes working,
right,
trying to wait for my turn.
Really? So you always feel like you had some talent musically, or were you happy at one point to just sort of be playing the back?
Oh, no. I always felt like I had that talent. I always felt like I was the one.
Uh-huh.
It just timing.
Yeah. No, I had an artist in here the other day who was talking about how he was grinding in the studio for 2 years before the big rapper that owned the studio actually heard him and realized that he was good. But, that kind of stood out to me a lot. I'm like, 2 years sounds ridiculous, but
it took me 10.
10?
Yeah.
Really?
Good 10.
I mean, that makes sense, too, though, because the Travis Porter wave was a long time ago, yeah.
Like 2010, like 2009, 2010.
So how were you working on your craft all along during that? Were you just recording as much as possible? You were recording in the crib?
Yeah, recording in the crib, writing, going to the studio. I would, like, write every day.
Uh-huh.
I'm doing everything that I can, you know what I'm saying, in the music field. My mama always was like, yeah, you need to get a job. But I just knew, like, a job wasn't really for me.
Really?
Yeah.
Did you have a job along the way and shit? Were you having to do that, or?
I had three jobs, and each job I had for like a month.
Really?
I got fired because I like wanted to do shows and I wanted to go to the club, try to promote the music, but it ain't really work like that.
That's the worst part about having a job, is you gotta miss out on this cool shit.
Yep. Miss going out. It was crazy.
Definitely. So did you have any, were you gaining any traction with the music prior to Throat Baby popping off? Like how was that going in the months or years leading up to that?
So 2019, I was gaining a little bit.
Mm-hmm.
But it was with a song called Time Right.
Mm.
But, you know, it was playing in the clubs or whatnot. But, you know, it didn't really do it. It didn't have the impact that Throat Baby had going on.
Mm.
So it was just a little bit.
But then you made Throat Baby all by yourself. And at that point, you didn't even have any kind of industry stuff going on yet or anything. You just made it completely yourself.
Yeah, I ain't had nothing going on.
Okay. And then what do you, like, how do you realize that it's a hit or that it's going to actually go crazy?
The DJs and the clubs and everybody started playing, and then when the girls kept asking like, "What song is that?" because it was never out.
Right,
they would just play it in the club.
Oh, so you would like sneak it to the DJs even though it wasn't actually out online.
Yeah, my management, they would send it to the DJs, and it only had like 1.5 verse on them.
Right,
and they was like, "You got to finish it." So I finished it, and everybody kept asking like, "What song is that?" They kept trying to Shazam it. It wouldn't pop up because it was never out.
That's pretty incredible. It's almost impossible to get DJs to listen to anything, never mind something that's unreleased.
That's what answered your question. Now that I think about it, when you said the traction in 2019,
yeah,
it wasn't out.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, that's what happened.
That makes sense. Okay, 100%. All right, so then the song starts kicking off. Like, how do you approach it? Because like when you have a song that big, it's like, this is a real business opportunity. There's a lot of money to be made. How do you go about getting serious about that?
You got to get with the right people.
Right.
Because a lot of folks might feel like they know what they're doing, but it's really like a lot of ins and outs that I really didn't know that I started figuring out and started learning. So got with the right team.
Mm.
That was the main part of getting it out. Right. I always thought my face should have been on the cover, but listen.
The cover of the music video, like the thumbnail?
Nah,
or
the cover art.
Oh, okay.
Because everybody get brainwashed by the little red lips, the red background and the lips.
Mm.
Sometimes I might be right there by you like, yeah. That's my song.
Yeah, I mean, it's an interesting situation that you find yourself in because it's like the kind of thing that happens to a lot of artists who sort of blow up on TikTok and everything is that the song becomes so big that it's like then you're in the position of having to sort of be like, nah, yo, I made this song and I got some other fire music. And
but you got to catch up to it.
Mm.
You got to catch up to it. So you got to catch that before it even get to that point.
Mm.
You know, and sometimes it's hard for some people, but like I said, if I probably didn't have a label, then I probably wouldn't have been able to kind of catch up to it.
Right.
So me getting the deal was kind of like the best part going with LVRN. So
were you having that conversation with a shitload of different labels or what was that like?
Oh, yeah. I was having conversations with almost every label. But it's just like I wanted to get what made sense. If it didn't make sense, I'm like, you know, I see y'all focus on the song, but I want y'all to focus on me as an artist and just not this song.
Right.
You know, some folks be worried about just getting a check off of one thing and then milk that and then you done.
Because a lot of labels now, they kind of, they want to sign you to a deal that's like really just about one song, and they're almost kind of straight up about that now, right?
Oh yeah, they come straight for it, and then it's just like, it didn't make sense.
Right.
I had to go with what made sense for my future.
Definitely. So yeah, I mean, has that taken things to a different level? Like, how would you compare being independent to being signed? Like, how much has that changed shit?
Oh man, a lot has changed because it took a lot of weight off of my shoulders as of me trying to figure out, like, dang, if I upload it, how I'm finna collect this, or you know, or how am I, probably how would I even get to you?
Right.
You know what I'm saying? It's just like certain little different things.
That helps smooth a lot of different shit out. Yeah, I mean, like a lot of times it feels like a record could only kind of get so big without the help of a label or something along those lines.
Yeah, that's for sure. That's definitely for sure.
I can say that now that I'm a dad, I actually really appreciate the censored version of your song, which I never felt like that in my whole life before.
I had to make it for my mom and my little sister.
Right.
I ain't really want my mom going to work playing that for her friends or have my little sister singing it.
There's something about the word throat that just really sounds inappropriate.
Yeah.
You know?
I didn't really think of that until I just sat and listened to it one day. And I'm like, yeah, this song really is, you know, what they say it is.
And the idea of, like, creating a baby in a throat.
Yeah.
That's just really, like, an explicit, like.
It's a sick thought.
Yeah.
But, you know, we have those thoughts as men some days. You know, this what we have.
Definitely. But, I mean, like, just having a baby. I find myself wanting to sing, but then I saw myself and then I realized, no, it's Go Baby. You can sing the censored version to the kid.
You see Go Baby.
And then, and obviously she don't know what the fuck I'm saying anyway, but it feels like it's a good middle ground.
Yeah, you can rock her to sleep, Go Baby. You know what I mean? It's smooth.
Have you had to perform that version of it? Like, do you ever do like shows for like younger crowds? Like I said, it hasn't really been the main shows.
Nah, I had to do voting. I had to change it for voting one time.
Vote Baby?
Yeah.
Oh,
Vote Baby.
That's hot.
It was for a good cause, though.
Right. Definitely. <Yeah. laughs> Like, this was like right before the election or something?
Yeah. It was right before the election.
Damn, I bet that has a lot to do with why Trump got the fuck out of here.
I don't know. It could have. I feel like I had a powerful impact.
I mean, Georgia was a big swing state.
Oh, yeah. That's my state.
The throat baby vote is a big vote. Like, I heard Biden was going hard trying to get the throat baby voter.
Yeah.
I mean, it makes sense to me. What have you wasted money on since you blew up? Have you got a chance to waste much money yet?
Nah, I we in the pandemic, so it's just like, I don't really, the stuff that I want to do, I really can't do. Like, I would definitely be traveling out the country, stuff like that. But the most I done spent is just like, probably like clothes,
right.
Stuff like that.
That's a necessity as a rapper.
Yeah, and that's it.
As a podcaster, not so much. I wear the same thing every day.
It's cool though, that's your attire.
You know, we can get away with a lot. What, when you think about, have you had any like crazy star encounters or like things that have really been like, holy fuck, I'm famous? Because I feel like you can only get so much of that feeling when it's just streaming on Spotify and shit.
Yeah.
And I feel, has there been many moments where you find yourself at Johnny Depp's house and you're like, I'm lit now?
Nah, I mean, I done been out to clubs with people and, you know, they acknowledge. So it's like, even that, that's like a dream come true at the end of the day.
Right.
And at my soul, just to see the reaction of females, it's like, man, this is crazy.
Definitely.
Yeah, sometimes I just sit back and I think about it, like, you know, and I thank God every day.
Yeah, definitely. Especially just because you grinded for it so hard. It feels like sometimes when kids just blow up as soon as they turn 18, they don't really have like a perspective on how dope it is to be able to be even involved in that at all.
Yeah. It's the fact that the steps I took, I feel like it. Because when some people just get it and they feel like it came overnight, it's just, it don't really mean too much. Mm-hmm. But it means much to you when it took this long.
100%. Do you feel like you're sort of at risk of being pigeonholed into only making one kind of song? or do you have like a lot of other types of content that you plan on hitting people over the head with?
Oh no, I got a lot of content. I just dropped project called Cash Only, which is out right now, and then I put a lot of different vibes on there. You know what I'm saying? I got tracks about, you know, my pain, my life. You know, you might not know, like at the beginning of Thought Baby, one of my best friends, she ended up passing away, which I got her on my chain right here.
Okay, right.
But she one of the girls talking on her. I got a song on a project called Thug Cry, and it's about her.
Damn. So how'd she actually pass?
She got off work and fell asleep behind the wheel.
Wow.
And hit the wall.
That's terrible.
Yeah, so.
Fuck, yeah. I mean, that's dope that you have that kind of variety available. Because, I noticed that one of the conflicts that you kind of got into since you came out on the scene is that you and 6ix9ine had a little argument. It's kind of like a rite of passage for a rapper these days. You got to have a little beef with him, right?
Yeah, nah, it ain't no beef with me on that tip. Like, I just looked past, I asked the question, the question can be answered.
Right.
And it is what it is.
So for the record, it was he said something about how you he said something about how he was the greatest rapper from New York of all time. And then you said better than Jay-Z and Biggie?
Yeah. It was just
basically
it was a question.
And he responded and basically said you're a one hit wonder, fuck you.
Yeah, and you know, I really just looked past that comment because what folks don't know is your favorite rapper was a one hit wonder before anything. You know what I'm saying? As long as you got that one hit and you get in the dough, you can make another hit. So that one hit wonder line is just like a little low blow that folks try to, you know, make themselves feel good with. But I just look past it.
Definitely.
Yep.
I mean, he's in kind of the opposite situation where it's like he would do anything to be able to make a hit right now, but nobody wants to hear that shit, so it ain't happening.
Yeah.
Are you sort of anti-beef? Because it would be super easy for you to sort of shit on him right now and just talk all this shit, and you seem sort of reserved.
Nah, I'm not anti-beef. I mean, you know, I'm from the streets. You know, if it get there, it get there. But that little situation, that's just like, that's past me.
Yeah.
It ain't nothing serious.
Right.
It was a question.
It's interesting, though, because probably a lot of people wouldn't have expected you to be coming to the defense of Biggie and Jay-Z since you seem like you're younger and not necessarily like, you know, people kind of assume that you're not some schooled hip-hop head, but you seem like you actually know what you're talking about.
Oh, yeah, I mean, I used to listen to music back in the day. I used to listen to Aaliyah, all that. You know what I'm saying? You got to think, people got parents. So what my mom and my dad used to play, I used to, you know, hear it too.
Mm.
So, yeah.
Definitely. Were you, what were you listening to, like, when you were in high school and shit? Like, what was the hot shit for you at that time?
Oh, in high school, my mom, she was kind of punk rock. So I was listening to, like, Creed, Elton John.
Oh, wow.
Maroon 5, stuff like that.
That's that punk rock shit. I hear that.
Yeah, so
I grew up on Green Day, bro. Green Day was the shit when I was. That was my first punk band when I was in fourth grade.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's cool.
We got to get more Green Day involved in this shit out here. So, yeah, in terms of like new experiences that you had since you have found this new fame, I saw you snowboarding. Like, you actually went snowboarding as well.
In real
life, not what the baby did in the video.
Nah, yeah, I was in Aspen. You know what I'm saying? Catching the vibe.
You got a show out there or something?
Nah, I'm just out there chilling.
You just went out to Aspen? Most rappers don't just go to Aspen, I don't think.
I went out there with the whole gang. We out there kicking it.
Really?
Yeah, for sure.
I would never go to the snow to just kick it.
I mean, it was something that I know that I ain't never did before, and that's what I wanted to do. Like, I had just left Chicago, went straight into, you know what I'm saying, Aspen.
Definitely.
Chilling.
How was it, though? You take to the snowboarding right away?
Nah.
You didn't like it?
it make your heels hurt. But yeah. I caught a couple, a good, you know, rides one time.
Yeah. I tried it once when I was like 12 and I ain't tried it since.
I know it's definitely dangerous. But, you know, if you a thrill seeker, then it's something to go do.
I wanted to ask you about this whole sort of like new era of girls. And I guess that like a lot of people kind of trying to pin it on Saweetie or the City Girls or whatever, but it's sort of like this new era where girls are kind of making it out like guys should be spending a fuckload of money on them if they expect any kind of pussy or anything like that. And I feel like in some weird way, the Throat Baby song is kind of like those types of girls, like that's one of their songs.
You think so? Just because I said I got a little hundred, that's if you want the extra little 40, got to come right now. But that's $140 though.
But I think that your music is encouraging these girls to fucking tax dudes for handbags for sex.
No. It can be, because I'm gonna tell you, my daddy was a real life pimp. You know what I'm saying? They brought him back the money. You know, he always taught me that she gonna bring you the money before anything.
Right.
So I can never be one of them that's saying like, oh yeah, you got to do this for a female. You got to do that. Now if that's your girl, yeah.
Right.
But my daddy raised me on the other way around.
I know, isn't that, that's weird. It's like the world has changed, and now these girls want to be the ones who are actually having the pimp mentality, and they're going to send your ass to work.
Right.
And then you're going to go buy shit at the Louis store and then come bring it back to them, and that's how this is supposed to play out now.
Nah.
You're not into it? No,
I'm not into all that.
Yeah.
Nah.
That's crazy to me.
Each his own, though.
Are you in a relationship right now?
Nah.
No. Mm-mm. So what's the antics like on the road for the throat baby champion?
Oh, I mean, with me, like, I don't really be, you got to think, like, I was already on the road around the whole little tour life beforehand. Mm-hmm. So it's like the fact that I already had experienced it before it was my time, it was just like, it don't really excite me.
Mm.
You know what I'm saying? I'd be ready to get back to the city.
Right.
You know what I mean? I don't really be paying too much attention.
You have any girls try to pull some shiesty shit on you on the road yet?
I don't even let them get that close.
You don't wake up and the chains are missing off of the bed? And
I don't let them get that close.
Oh, yeah. Nah. That's way too close.
Yeah, that's too close.
Definitely. They're going to be running around using your debit card, all that shit.
You can't even, you won't even know what's going on. You got to get your phone back from security before anything.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, you ain't.
You're heavy on having the phones taken away?
Yeah, we ain't doing all that.
Oh, that's smart.
That's even if you just want a conversation, it ain't none of that going on.
Interesting.
Gotta keep it play at all time, baby.
You ain't had one of them try to leak your number or anything yet? That's what I also hear a lot about.
I got like 3 phones, so if they did, the other 2 stay dead half the time anyway. The number that I give out, they'd be dead.
Right. You just pop on into the other one?
Yeah. I just go.
That makes
sense.
They
both connected.
Mm-hmm.
So I can see them calling on the other one.
What would you do? This is a hypothetical. What would you do if you were in prison and Trey Songz posted your girl on his Instagram story?
I wouldn't even really worry about that. You know what I'm saying? Trey Songz. It's Trey.
Right.
He seen to him.
I don't know I'll keep it real that one time my girl got a DM from Trey Songz and she said some shit like, because she's like, what should I say? I was like, tell that motherfucker to do the No Jumper podcast. And she said it. And then he goes, wait, who is this? Like, acted like he was hitting on the wrong girl. I'm like, bro, this dude probably does this, like, all the time. Like, oh, she got a boyfriend? Fuck, I'm going to just say this. And that'll make it seem a little bit more innocent.
That way, Trey, he's a smooth guy.
Yeah, he's a smooth guy. I got nothing against him. But also, like, I feel like if he posts your girl on his Instagram story, and also the girl that we're talking about is a rapper, too. So it's like.
Oh, yeah, okay.
You know, if she's a rapper, you can just appreciate her as a rapper entity, right?
Yo, I guess. I don't know. I don't know what girl he done posted. I don't know.
This is a hypothetical.
Oh, yeah. But I ain't going to lie to you, though. Like, a real-life situation. Like, probably, like, 3 years ago, Trey done had one of my girls.
Had her or posted her?
I had her.
While you were with her?
Yo, he done snatched her, man.
Really?
But it went, you know, it went no thing to a player. I'm like, you know, to each his own.
But then she reported back to you and said.
Nah, she told me. I sent the DM. I said, damn, man. That's why I ain't got nothing against him, though. You know what I'm saying? I say keep it playing.
Wait, was that kind of intimidating? Like, damn, this dude is, like, famous for serving dick. Maybe I'm not serving dick like he's serving dick.
I can't do nothing.
Yeah.
It was just like, damn, that's Trey Songz, man.
Right.
Might hit one of them. Yeah.
I'm going to let you hold that, Trey.
I'm going to let you hold that, though. For sure. You got
wow.
it.
Wow. That's amazing. What was it like shooting the video with Mulatto? And how do you feel about that in general? Like, how did that song come about? Why did you decide that was the next single for you to rock with?
That's my dog. That's my personal partner. So everybody always was like, oh, yeah, well, y'all got to go ahead and do a song. But not even knowing, like, we've been had that song done.
Mm.
And I just felt like it was time to drop it. So it's always a vibe. You know what I'm saying?
Mm.
Like, that song was much needed. It's a vibe for everybody. And we finna mess the city up with it.
Definitely.
The show Cash Out featuring Mulatto. I ain't really seen nobody else who was fit better than her on that verse.
Right.
She sent the verse back in like 2 days, killed it.
Really?
Went harder than I did. I'm like, dang. All right.
So you've been knowing her like throughout your come up and everything? Because I guess you guys were coming up around the same time, about the same area, huh?
Yeah. Yeah. It's Atlanta.
Yeah.
Yeah. So like my management, they used to throw out the parties and stuff at the club. So booking artists and all that, like you get a chance to meet everybody.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? Get tied in.
Have you gotten to see a lot of people that you were sort of coming up with, like change and shit? Or you seem like you were probably like the same person now that you were before all this shit, but I feel like a lot of people probably switch up real quick.
Oh, yeah. A lot of folks, I done seen folks make it and then and switch up on you. Like, they don't even know you. And yeah. Then when you come around now, well, we got to get in.
Mm.
Like, damn, I was just talking to you like 2 years ago. You don't remember me?
I know. Isn't it kind of like sickening when you see it up close and personal and just realize like that's really how people, and they don't really even, they probably don't even realize that they're doing it, that they like are just showing you love because you're popping, or that they probably, you know, yeah, wouldn't want anything to do with you if you hadn't been having the year that you're having. That's just right. Crazy.
Yeah. And me practicing the laws of attraction helped me block a lot of that stuff out. Like, it might make you angry sometimes, but you just got to look past a lot of it. You know what I'm saying? Mm. Don't stress yourself out about what these other folks got going on.
Right.
And I just let them do them and be like, oh, yeah, okay, for sure. I'ma fuck with you.
Right.
That's it.
I'ma fuck with you.
I'ma fuck with you.
That kid got shot.
In Atlanta.
Damn.
Playing around, man.
It ain't safe just being a little, like, white kid influencer either out there now.
No.
You want to just say something funny?
You can't really be out. Like, they really outside.
Right.
They looking for it.
And I think they set them up, too. Like, they were trying to meet up with them to buy something or whatever. Some, like, a little Instagram scheme. You know, everybody's selling promo and linking up to do a skit or whatever.
I don't know nothing about all that. I just know that Atlanta, you know, we outside.
Yeah. You got to be careful how you're moving out there, huh?
Yeah.
That's facts. Okay, so in your mind, what do you want the rest of this next year to look like? And what do you need to accomplish in order to feel like you're making the most of this moment that you're having?
I want the rest of this year to be, you know what I'm saying? I want to keep winning. You mm-hmm. know what I'm saying? I want to drop another project, get another number one, you know what I'm saying? Get some more plaques.
Mm.
And I just want to continue to keep elevating. Like, I know the process don't happen overnight.
Mm.
So it's like I'm not rushing nothing. I'm willing to take the step by step that it take to get to where I'm going. You know, like I said, all the one hit wonder talk, it's in one ear out the other one, because I know, you know what I'm saying, the process behind what's going on.
Right.
So I just really just wanted to elevate.
Makes sense. No, mm-hmm. definitely. I mean, I look forward to it. So it's going to be kind of interesting 2021, now that shit is opening back up, at least in the rest of the country. You from Atlanta, shit is apparently been open.
Yeah, we been open.
Facts. All right, so it was good having a conversation with you. I know we got to wrap this up a little bit quick because you got another thing you're about to run to.
Yeah, I got a little shoot I got to do.
Really? What's that for? Vogue cover? GQ? Nah, some shit like that?
I did something like that yesterday. This for like the label I'm doing with all the artists.
Really?
You know what I'm saying? Black, Boogie, Blood, Bell, everybody. Shit.
That makes sense.
Yeah.
Hard.
And, you know, do a little game photo.
Nice. Well, appreciate it. BRS Cash, appreciate you coming through, man. No Jumper, coolest podcast in the world. Check us on YouTube, SoundCloud, iTunes. Like, comment, subscribe, and nojumper.com if you want to support.
Let's go.
Thank you, bro.
Appreciate you for having me.
Much love.